Sometimes companies or agencies lose their equipment at sea, and rather than leave an expensive investment behind on the ocean floor, they send in the troops. In this case, the troops is one Kodiak local. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche has more.
ROVs, or remotely operated underwater vehicles, come in various forms.
There's big expensive ones costing millions of dollars in the oil industry that have lots of capabilities. There's also inspection class ROVs.
Mark Blakesley says he's got several of those. Blakesley contracts with different companies to retrieve their gear, things like acoustic Doppler current profilers, which measure water speed and direction, and a lot of other high-tech instruments. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration most recently hired Blakesley to rescue a data collecting tool they had dropped in the waters of Barrow Canyon.
They were towing a winged object, sort of a cage with wings on it, and they could command it to go up or down in the water column and through this tow cable, but the cable broke and they dropped it in 500 feet of water.
He says they went out on an oil response boat and tracked the machine by following its cable. The mission wasn't without complications, including bad weather and technical difficulties.
And the first day we got down and I lost a thruster, I saw a small white flash of death, but it was just a death of a thruster, so that was disappointing, but I had enough maneuverability to go around in big circles.
It took a few days, but Blakesley says on the third try, the lost object popped up on sonar and they pulled it aboard. Blakesley says he'd like to expand into tourism with his ROVs. He wants to take people out and give them a look under the ocean surface. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche.